Hörverstehen 2020 Baden-Württemberg, Englisch. Fachhochschulreife, Haupttermin. Sie hören jeden Text zweimal. Aufgabe 1a.
Hello and welcome to Current Issues here on Fresh Air. My name is Ron Clover, and today we are discussing entomophagy, the practice of eating insects and their eggs, larvae, pupae, and worms. It's uncommon in North America and Europe, but insects remain a popular food in Cambodia, southern Africa, Mexico, and elsewhere. We're looking forward to your comments. Our first caller is Jared Goldin, the co-founder of North America's largest producer of edible insects.
Currently, traditional livestock farming accounts for up to 18% of the planet's greenhouse gas emissions. Insect farming produces around 100 times less greenhouse gases than cattle. Insects also don't require much space to develop, a blessing on a planet with limited space and overfished oceans. What's more, insects reproduce incredibly quickly. A female grasshopper lays up to 1,500 eggs in 3 or 4 weeks. This is a much faster rate than breeding cattle. Good news once the world's population hits 9.7 billion in 2050 and gets hungry.
Our next email is from dietitian Katja Entensam. Insect eating is full of benefits. First, they are a nutritional powerhouse and contain vitamins and nutrients like B12, iron, manganese, and calcium. These nutrients are essential for energy levels, production of red blood cells, and for the nervous system. The fiber in insects benefits bone health and digestion. Besides, they can help provide nutritious and cost-effective food to the poor and malnourished. Food blogger Naomi Renton adds an interesting aspect to our discussion.
Edible bugs come in all shapes and sizes. Ants that burst with the taste of honey as you bite into them, buffalo worms that melt like cream on your tongue, crunchy grasshoppers that leave a nutty taste in your mouth. Now, are you profoundly disgusted? I suspect this is part of the appeal for some people. It seems like a cool, countercultural thing to do, and gets much more attention than just saying, I'm vegetarian. For example, when Angelina Jolie recommended starting with a cricket and a beer, the interest for edible insects surged even more. And Justin Timberlake has also hopped on board. He served ants coated in black garlic at his latest album launch. Celebrity endorsement is doing its job.
Vegetarian Brianna Thompson shares her point of view.
Entomophagy is sometimes proposed as an alternative to factory farming because it has a lower environmental impact. But entomography is not necessarily more humane than the factory farming of livestock. Actually, I think it's worse because it involves killing way more animals per unit of protein. One would have to eat about 1,000 grasshoppers to equal the amount of protein in a 12-ounce steak. Plus, boiling, frying, and roasting are some of the many inhumane ways in which insects are killed. To put it in a nutshell, insect farming is bad because it forces huge numbers of these insects into short lives that end in an extremely painful death.
Thanks to you all for taking part in our show today. Goodbye and enjoy your meal next time you eat insects.